Hey guys, what's up? It's your boy Wes, the host of the Cheaper Than Therapy podcast, where we are unlicensed and should not be giving out any advice. However, I would love to tell you and give you some advice about our new series with the company Chat Time Now. It's a webcam service. Don't judge, because we got a lot of time to really talk about it with the new recruiting manager here in Charleston. Victoria's the co-captain on the Magic Carpet Ride, and Nikki is the first class passenger, if you will. And we're just going to kind of just go over why it's a pretty bitchingly awesome website and service, and why you should come work for it, you lovely ladies here in Charleston. And I don't want to go into too much detail, because I cannot do nearly as well as what Nikki and Victoria said. So sit back, relax, grab a glass of wine, Pinot Grigio, maybe some Fritos. I don't know, but we're just going to get right into it. So again, Cheaper Than Therapy podcast, pilot episode with Chat Time Now. Let's kick it off.
Wi-Fi password.
We don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah, it's people can hack the Wi-Fi.
No, that's fine. I just use mine.
It's a security measure.
Yeah. I was noticing Victoria told me about it. The amount of security cameras, how safe it is in here.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we keep track of what's going on outside the building all the time, to make sure, you know.
You could ever walk into a bank, you're like, dude, I could totally steal from here. You know, it's like there's only one camera, but this is more secure. Zombie apocalypse. This is the place.
We got a place to go if we need.
Yeah, I know we don't work here, but you know,
it's the new clubhouse.
So yeah, this is just a safe, secure location. The most unassuming spot. When we pulled in, I was like, nope. There's no way.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. And what's really cool is that it's like the never ending hallway too. So even if you did walk in the front door, it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very unassuming, and it's a lot of room, a lot of space.
Yeah. It's like one of those, those college dorm rooms where you had the one common area and everybody's got their own.
Right. Everyone's got their room. And
so what's the standard, like the room comes with, a couch?
Yeah. So the studio, each room is equipped. You've got your computer, set up desk, you've got your camera. And we kind of set it up. So it's a nice little loungy little area. So you have like maybe a futon, little couch sit on in the backdrop. It's kind of got a nice little, you know, like your dorm room, essentially. Yeah. It's kind of got the dorm room appeal.
I would, that's even good for like studio recording. I mean, this is pretty ideal. I love when people say intimate space, but that kind of is like what they say for like when it's super small, but this is a decent size.
Decent size, the girls, they can come in, personalize it, bring in their own, you know, backdrops.
Yeah, customize.
Absolutely, whatever makes them comfortable. It's their, it's their room. No one else uses it, so it's kind of like their own little office space.
Yeah,
as long as they don't blow out the wall to do an open concept.
Open concept. Okay, only white people, middle-aged white people.
Oh boy.
But so security is insane. Where also, if you said that you don't even see the girls.
Yeah. So
most of the time,
the studio setup is really nice because, you know, these girls come in and they are their own boss in a way. So they self-manage themselves. So they come and go, they have hours that they block off each week that they come and consistently work. So we do have studio hours, but we keep an eye through the cameras just to make sure that, you know, people are coming in and out safely.
They're not in the room, right?
No.
Yeah, so once
just around the building. So, you know, once they come in, you know, they have their space. We have a common, you know, break area.
It's a cute little break.
But it's
cute
nice
little break area.
I mean, it's, you know, honestly, like people come and go, and sometimes, you don't see anybody all day, even though everybody's here working the same hours.
So it's not like a freelancing, so that when you said, you know, they block out hours, because freelance assumes that you have to go find, you know, your services are out there and somebody has to come and contact you, but you have provided, there's enough base where.
Right. So the platform, what's great about the platform is we have over 50,000 members. And so we base, we've obviously collected a lot of data over the last 10 years to determine, you know, when the best traffic comes through. You know, now that the world's kind of opening up slightly, you know,
we love data.
Yeah. I love, I'm a numbers person.
And that's AI is getting better and saying, like, gosh, you ever listen to Freakonomics? Sorry.
No, but I mean, it's good because obviously then we can see when a host comes on, when she's going to better use her time. So, you know, we're like, you know, these are some of our best block hours for, you know, prime traffic.
Right.
So that way they can utilize their time wisely. It is a business, you know, they come in and they, you know, I don't want to call it a 9-to-5 because it's definitely not that, but
yeah.
You know, if you're consistent, you come in, you treat it like, you know, a business, you're going to do really, really well.
Yeah. So, and it could be, yeah, whatever you want. So if somebody's just doing it for pocket cash, or they can do it for,
I mean, it's a career, you know,
some of
these girls are looking at it like, you know, I want to put a good 3 to 5 years into this so that I can move on and, you know, start my own business one day, or, you know, own my house, own my car, you know, it's that kind of reality and financial freedom that, you know, if you go about it the right direction and kind of look at it like, this is a business, I'm going to put in the time, I'm going to put in the effort. I mean, you really can, you can make it whatever you want it.
Yeah. So, and I guess Victoria was saying, cause you know, when she had it, when the virus hit, the coronavirus, she was doing like DoorDash, but the advertisement said, make up to $20 an hour. And it's kind of saying that's possible, but not normal.
It's been done, but not on a regular basis by multiple people.
Sure.
So like, what would you say? Like, what were you thinking? Like what would be like the, I don't say average, but.
So just to give you an idea, the average wage per hour is anywhere from $50 to $300 an hour is what these girls are making. So
minimum 50?
I mean, that's the range.
Damn.
I mean, it's totally possible, you know? So if a girl comes in and she's, you know, she's got that right business mind about her, you know, and she treats it as such and puts the effort and
yeah.
I mean, you can really get up there pretty quick.
Yeah. It's where they see that webcam, they see dollar signs.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what that,
yeah,
you know, that's
well, you know, and also understand, like, you know, every host that works, I mean, everything's on her terms. So everything from the price per minute that she's, you know, paid in private chat, that's all, you know, based on,
right.
Obviously I can do some data numbers, run some numbers and show her what the market's showing her. But, you know, yeah, I mean, everything is up to her.
Right.
And so, you know, if you see that, you know, you're putting in the effort, you're putting in the time, you're going to be making more money, your price per minute goes up, and, you know, it's one of those, it's a numbers game for sure. But
yeah.
If you play it right, you can be very, very successful.
And yeah, and you were just showing from the back end to the girls can look at their finances as in.
Yeah, I mean, they keep track of everything daily, you know, and we do weekly payouts. So, you know, in terms of a week, I mean, it's not uncommon. I have girls in the studio that they, you know, they're bringing in $3,500, $5,000 a week sometimes. So, yeah. and you're talking about women that come in, they genuinely like what they do. They have a great attitude walking in the door. You know, I know, you know, I've seen these women, like, they're empowered. I mean, it's really the best way to describe it. There's an empowerment that, you know, they have. And it, again, it's on their terms. So they come in and they make their money on their own terms, and it's consistent.
As
and
long
it's
as
safe
you, yeah.
and it's,
you just
know,
have to put in the own effort. You're not going to tell them to do it. They have to do it themselves.
You know, I give them the tools and, you know, it's up to them to take it to that level that they, you know, some do, and they are very, very successful.
And that's like the best part when it's kind of like, we'll give you everything you need to be successful. Mm-hmm. So like, you can't complain. But Victoria was mentioning, cause she was in the modeling world, on that's, it's tough one to make money, and it's a whole, that industry is just full of sleaze.
Sure.
You know, people exploiting you, or what you have to do to get climb that level. And that's not the case at all.
No, this is basically, if you want the money, you get to make it. There's not going to be a manager over your head saying you haven't met your quota. You got to go do your work, do your job. No, this is, if you want it, you can you can have it, but you got to do it on your own.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put in the effort, you know. I mean, I think that also what I see is, you know, these girls that have been in for a few months now versus right. some that have been in for a few years, they realize that, you know, you can really create long-term relationships through this chat site, you know. So you're taking notes, you're getting to learn, you know, what it is to be successful, to keep the conversation going.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's not just a personality, you know, it's also a listening
psychology
thing. There's a lot of levels to it. And it's really just human connectedness. I think that like people just don't feel connected, especially nowadays without, you know, being isolated due to the shutdown. But even with the world kind of opening back up, it's still different. The world's different.
You don't know if you can hug somebody, shake their hand.
Exactly. And so, but you know, these relationships, these friendships that they're creating online, you know, some of these guys depend on it. You know, they need like that kind of that person to talk to listen to them.
No different than a therapist. It really is.
I mean, it kind of, you know, it's sometimes the simplest conversation with someone can make their day, can kind of like change their day's path completely. So you never know, you know, just a simple conversation like, hey, I got this new tattoo. Like, let's compare tattoos. And like, you know, now you've created a friendship that, hey, I'm going to call you next week and show you the new tattoo I'm going to have.
Right.
You know, it just kind of continues from there.
Get like an outside perspective, you get advice. It's just like, hey, you know, we've talked. And so I think that's really cool that it's repeat customers.
A lot of repeat customers. You know, it's a relationship that they're building. You know, I think that's the thing with the site. You know, you kind of come in knowing this is, you know, we're never going to meet in person. You know, this is a total virtual experience.
Yeah.
But it is something that you can set appointments through the week. You can look forward to chatting with this person, you know, and it's unique in a way that I think, you know, it's such a simple concept. It's kind of like it's weird that I go down this rabbit hole all the time of like, you know, where the connectivity can go just off of a conversation. And it's like a rabbit hole. It's insane. I mean,
you start with like one thing and it just goes.
It can go in all different kind of directions. You know, I've heard, you know, stories of, you know, men that have lost their wives and, you know, and it's a time that they just want to talk to somebody that is outside of their sphere.
Right.
And they don't have to have that like sadness around them all the time or, you know, like just to get them through. So yeah, in some like cases, this could be like a therapy session for some of, you know, these gentlemen.
I mean,
even with, soldiers coming back from and having PTSD and, you know, there's a million different ways that they can benefit, even if it's just distracting their mind.
Yeah.
And like you said, somebody outside the sphere.
Yeah, outside the sphere, there's no judgment. There's no, you know, you're genuinely talking to a friend, you know, and that's what I think the takeaway has been for, you know, people coming on the site, maybe expecting something different.
Right.
You know, I think that's why it's good to have these conversations just to talk about how this is different. This isn't, you know, this isn't your average cam site. You know, this is a chat site. Yes, you can.
Good thing to emphasize chat, not cam.
Yes. I mean, yes, there is a camera involved. And yes, you can chat cam to cam and see each other face to face, you know, in that kind of regard. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is just a virtual experience. You get the voice, you get, you know, the tonality, you get all the things that you can't get texting or emailing somebody, you know.
Right.
Huge part is tone. Yeah.
Tonality, you know, it's like, and if someone's listening to your story and then you come back and they remember your story, there's something kind of cool about that. You know, it's like this person, they don't have to know this. They don't, you know, but they choose to. Mm-hmm. And
so do they know if somebody was to book an appointment, would they know it's like, oh, so-and-so is going to be calling in at, you know, 8 o'clock.
Sure.
So that they can kind of pull up the file, if you will.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, there's obviously, you know, we do like a Monday through Friday here in the studio. But some of the girls definitely work from home. So and obviously it takes some time for that because it's worth their while to work from home because they're booking these appointments over the weekend and making really, really good money. You know, it does give them that flexibility of earning even extra on top of what they make in the studio.
And as the nerd software, yeah, we're all, sure. You like data.
Yeah. Numbers.
Victoria loves manuals. Manuals are awesome. But the hardware that you have, I mean, this is like we were saying, the security, it's Ethernet, so you don't have to worry about hack.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in the studio, for example, it's one of the benefits of working in the studio is our security here. So everything's hardwired. All of our towers are built for streaming. So, you know, any of the girls can get online and block out estates. It's a privacy, you know, that it's a privacy issue in terms of them being able to leave work and not have to worry about running into customers. So, you know, we want them to have that kind of, you know, that security, you know, they feel like, you know, they're protected from, you know, hackers and those sort of things.
From crazy people, basically.
And in terms of content, you know, their content's safe on the platform. You know, you don't have, like, you know, hear of people getting their content stolen and thrown on sites for free. And it's, you know, it's sad to hear that, you know, like.
Yeah, it's like the one image that's used.
Your photos are all over somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so we definitely pride ourselves, especially here in the studio. You know, it's very discreet building.
I still can't get over it.
It really is. It's a building you pass by all the time and just don't even see it. And there's a beauty in that. And so that does give, you know, the coming and going, that there's the security in that. And, you know, the girls that come in, they feel like, you know, how do I put this?
They know that they're not going to have somebody following them home. And
sure.
Not like the strip club at 3 o'clock and
or even
by the railroad tracks.
Or even movie stars or singers who, you know, have crazy freaking stalkers that all of a sudden you hear some dramatic, like, instance that happens that terrifies girls, mm-hmm. especially, I mean, the girls that work here, obviously, they're not bodybuilders. They don't, like.
I feel like you want to have a certain amount of confidence in where you're coming and going in your workplace. And I think that that's why, you know.
They have their own entrance.
Mm-hmm. Right. They have their own entrance. And, you know, we keep security cameras around the building on the outside just to make sure that we know the coming and going. And, you know, it definitely creates an environment where people feel comfortable here. That's what you want, you know.
Walking in, it just looks like an office, and the fact that it goes deep, mm-hmm. and it is an office. You have literally transparent, but even just the building, you know, I would not have guessed it was as big as it was. And when I first heard that the room separation, there's a good solid barrier of wall. It's not like you're sharing, like a curtain.
It's not a cubicle.
Right. It's not like you can punch a hole through it, like, no problem, or that's so. It really is. Do you think a lot of the girls here can use it as an escape themselves?
So I think that, like, you know, kind of having this structure here in the studio, it is welcoming for, you know, a lot of the ladies that work here, because they're able to, you know, feel comfortable here, safe, and, you know, they can concentrate on work, you know.
Yeah.
I think that, like,
they don't have to worry about the other girls seeing or hearing what they're doing too.
Sure. You know, and also I got moms that work here, and you know, they're like, there's no way, especially now with the kids out of school, and, you know, so it's almost like, you know, to be able to work successfully, to have this studio space
get away from the kids.
It's kind of a necessity, you know. So it's great that we have it here. I mean, we've had this facility for 6 years and just recently remodeled it in the last, like, 9 months, so, you know, it's come a long way. We're still working on a lot of things here. We keep updating the equipment, you know, for streaming purposes. We've been doing a lot of work on the back end of our platform, so we have the Chat Time Now 2.0 that's going to be released in the month of September. So we're going to be slowly rolling out new features on the site, just to kind of make sure that, you know, there's no crashes, everything kind of goes nice and smooth. But that's going to be a great platform.
So you got real engineers working on it.
We got some real guys, real tech guys that are making sure that it rolls out with no kinks. Because, I mean, the last thing you want is to, like, you know, basically roll out all your features and everything crashes and, like, no one's online.
Because some people do, like, the beta, like, and they'll go, oh, just try it all out once, and then it crashes. And
so that's not the case, but I think it's a good way to do it too. So that way we roll out the features and everyone kind of gets a feel for that feature, see how it's, like, new and improved. Obviously we got some new, like, incentives for not only members, but hosts as well. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting time in September for us. Just, you know, kind of reamping the site and getting things rolling.
With that, will you be able to even take on more time for, like, more girls?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been talking about expanding, getting another studio facility, opening up hopefully before the end of the year. But here it'll be upstate, probably around Greenville. Spartanburg area. So that's kind of where we're looking right now. So we want to do it right, though. We don't want to just overextend ourselves too quickly.
Right.
And we want to be able to bring in hosts, properly train them in a sense of like, this is how the system works. You know, you can talk to other hosts and get any kind of mentoring and tips from them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we want to make sure that we have a solid, you know, ground before we break ground somewhere else.
Essentially. Yeah. You know? Right. So you have basically, you know, you said you had moms do this, you know, it doesn't matter the age group. So girls that you're looking, you're trying to more people coming in. Anybody can do it. If you're a bartender, this is not much different.
I got to tell you. So, I mean, just being in food and bev for as long as I have, it's what bartending is, 90% just talking to people and building those relationships.
Oh, absolutely.
10% making drinks. I mean,
it
honestly.
Really is.
So I do kind of really use that as a good kind of, comparison in terms of what it is this chat site really is. And it is a conversation. I mean, it's how do you hold a conversation? You know, how do you keep people coming back? I mean, I bartended all over the place, but yet all my regulars would follow me no matter where I was. Yeah. You know, they're like, I don't eat this kind of food, but I'm going to come and see you. And
if I see your car outside in the parking lot, I know you're working.
I would walk past, close for business. And I was like, Nikki here? No, I'm like, later.
Bye.
Yeah.
but it's so true. And I feel like this is definitely, you know, a good kind of way to look at it. You know, you're a bartender, you're having a conversation, you know, and it does go deep into, I knew about people's, you know, kids getting married, and I got invited to this and that, you know, family events, you know, for Thanksgiving, you know, but it is kind of like that. You get to, you know, you're meeting people, you're learning about their lives, their kids, you know, their whatever.
Right.
So,
and you're getting paid more.
And you're getting paid way more.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in a very safe environment, and, you know, and it's one of those things too, especially with, you know, COVID hitting, it was a big kind of like, you know, light bulb, here we go. Like, traffic is insane. It's only getting mm-hmm. crazier. People are isolated. They're, you know, they're at home, they're going nuts. They just want to have a conversation. And so now we're finding ourselves, okay, we see this new wave. The world is pivoting, so we should pivot as well. So now we're recruiting actively. So I do have room in this studio in Charleston still. Mm-hmm. So I really want to make a push for our food and bev people out there. You know, I know a lot of people, they're
food
out of work.
Bev,
food
any,
and bev, you know, any people. And I hate it. It's my family. And I want to, if there's someone out there that's like, I need a job, come talk to me. You know, maybe you're the right person for that. And like you said, it's not for everybody necessarily.
Yeah.
I think it's something that, it you got to have a certain amount of intelligence about you. You know?
The personality
it's a little bit of everything. So you really kind of have to find that good combination. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, I don't know if it's for everybody.
Right.
Know? I've had people come in and gone through orientation and training and worked for a few weeks, and they've genuinely enjoyed it, but they just felt like maybe this isn't for me though.
When you look at it, like, they are almost doing therapy for people.
Because you're putting yourself out there a little bit.
Yeah, but you also have to be able to turn around and, you know, almost be the therapist, to be quiet, to like give advice. And then you get to that point where you're like, well, I don't, you know, you can have those conversations to where not only do you not even have to talk, you're just letting them talk, but then you feel so bad. And it's like, you want to give advice. You don't know if you're giving good advice. So it could just completely weigh on you, mm-hmm. like very hard.
So I think the real successful girls, they're able to pivot away from some of the, like, you know, more intense, deeper conversations, just so
lighthearted,
you know,
and
because I think that's like, you know, you also have to keep that lightheartedness about
to actually try to be always optimistic is mm-hmm. hard for some people.
And
especially nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you know, it's with a tough time for a lot of people. And I think that, like, mm-hmm. sometimes the conversation can get a little intense, and, you know, maybe it's not for everybody in a sense of maybe they can't pivot away from that.
Yeah.
It just, you know, so it's an interesting, it's an interesting play because as a bartender, you never knew who was walking to sit down at your bar.
And their intoxication level.
And this is kind of the same scenario. You never know who's going to be walking in to chat with you. So, you know, it's kind of that kind of, you have to have that personality where you can pivot and you can, you know, engage, and you're going to be meeting people of all different walks of life. And
all over the world.
All over the world. And so, you know, it does take a certain amount, a certain kind of personality to, you know,
learn when to when to
work
talk,
in that kind of environment.
When to turn, when to turn the conversation, when to bite your tongue, when to verbal vomit is never good.
I think, people now, if you can learn how to pivot, because everybody brings up politics or something like that, it seems to dominate every conversation. If you have the ability to pivot from that, like, this is very good.
Hey, call me.
How about them Dolphins?
Hashtag we don't vote. No.
Yeah, right.
And it's, but I think that, you know, I just kind of go off of my experiences in life.
Yeah.
And based off of what I've had the host kind of give me their, you know, experience, and, you know, cause I don't work on that end, you know, I'm on the other side. So it's always good to like kind of have a conversation, see how things are going, especially the newer girls coming on. But I do hear, you know, in the beginning, it is a little nerve-wracking, just as any new job would be.
Yeah, you got need time.
Yeah, but I think once you find your flow and you realize, hey, you are in control here, this is, you know, on your terms, it's empowering, and these girls take it on, and it's just like, the sky's the limit. I mean, it really is for them.
Are there, so it sounds like it's kind of like, hey, I made, you know, $200. I'm just going to stay longer. I can make more. Like, you can have that hustle mentality.
It's when you need that extra cash, you'd be like, okay, you know what? I could just go to work, put in an extra couple hours. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, what I think what's good, that when I say business minded, I think that the women that work here in the studio that are business-minded individuals, they see that those extra hours are exponential in terms of what that can do through the course of a week, how it can add up. And the more consistent you are, I mean, it's easier. I mean, you're just booking appointments and you're just on demand. Yeah. You know, you're just kind of like showing up and being like, okay, let's, I've got a long list of guys.
I'll pencil you in.
But I think that's what you want to get to, and you want to achieve that level, because you're making six figures a year. Easy. So,
bananas.
It's like insane.
So I do have one question. So with your girls that actually have, you know, a good base of customers, what are they able, like, if they're solid, booked solid, can they pick and choose? Like, can someone turn around and say, well, hey, I'll give you, you know, more money if I can fill this spot? Do they get to that point to where they actually have some people that are like, I'm going to, you know, give you more money because you're always booked and I can't?
I think it just becomes, you know, maybe that is a conversation. I'm not exactly sure, but maybe that could be. But I think that definitely with the girls that have been online and super successful for years, I mean,
that's how they get to those big figures.
They do. And that's the point. It's like, you know,
they're still working, what, maybe 25 hours a week?
25 hours a week, maybe. Oh, I mean, that's really kind of that's the average, is like 25 to 30 hours a week. And
once you get that start, and I hate to use this because I've been getting the stock market. Yeah, when you buy
numbers.
Once you buy that one share, it doesn't seem like much, but then, you know, 100, you know, but then it just goes exponential.
It's that exponential
once
growth,
you get to that 10 shares, you're like, oh fuck, I just made that. What? You just go.
So that's kind of why I'm like, you know, I need an army of boss babes. You know, I need those ladies that they understand.
Coin it.
I love it.
Right.
Hashtag boss babe.
We don't write your schedule. You do not come into work and say, what days do I work? No, you have to do it like a big girl and say, I want to work this, this, and this. Like, is there space?
But this is the beauty, though. The boss babe wants to work. She knows what she's worth. She knows how it adds up throughout the week and the months and the years. And that's like, I want that mentality, because I want her to go in 3 or 5 years or whatever her plan is. And you go start your whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
your seed money.
You be that entrepreneur. You build your business, or you do whatever. You go travel the world for the rest of your life. Bill.
Well, that was because we were talking about social network. Yeah, the Justin Timberlake, when he told him, he's like, no, it's cooler than $1 million? $1 billion. And then he got the Zuckerberg. Finally got it. He had the business card. It says CEO motherfucker. So that's like,
yeah.
So basically they're more or less, you are not their boss. They are their own. You are here to help them.
Yeah.
Don't come to me and ask me. I do not micromanage. I am not going to stand over you and say, why aren't you doing your job? You get to do this all on your own. I'm here to help give you the tools,
right?
But you have to be that driven one to do it yourself, because
I think that's actually
no one's shaking their finger at you.
Yeah, that term, I think, stress micromanage.
I hate micromanage.
Yeah. We really got to stress that part.
Let's stress it, because I also don't like to micromanage, or be micromanaged. So,
or be a boss.
I look at it like this, you know, I do have the tools to help you build your business.
And to do your job. Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
If you make me do more, then this is not for you.
Yeah. It's like, I'm a hard worker, but I don't want to do work. So.
Exactly.
But I will say, I mean, the girls in the studio, man, they show up, they come in, they have an energy about them, and they leave with the same energy. I mean, they just, they come in, they make their money and
getting paid.
And they really are. And I feel like, you know, it's kind of, you know, I don't know. In some way, it must be some sort of fulfillment in it, you know?
Oh, God, absolutely. Girls, if you know you're pretty and you just feel down and depressed, come to work, dude.
You're beautiful all day.
And you don't need to take a pill to do it. No antidepressant.
You go to the bar and guys can buy you drinks and hit on you and just be like really sleazy. Or you can make way more money.
Right.
And feel better at the end of
the exact, you can have the exact same conversation, but it's safe, secure.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, it's like everyone kind of knows what they're coming into. Both sides know we're never going to meet in person. This is a total virtual, you know, relationship.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, I think that it does kind of create, you know, a comfort on both sides.
Right.
So it does, the conversation is, you know, of course, when you meet somebody, there is that awkwardness in the beginning. But I think once you get past that barrier, like, the conversations are easier, you know, you get your repeat customers.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that you guys don't ever physically meet, the ability to open up and just be more comfortable and able to, I mean, if you're never going to see the person,
I think there is,
but
like
you can
a,
still talk to them and, you know, still see them because it's webcam. I mean, the ability to more or less be open and relaxed and not judgmental.
Sure. You can be vulnerable.
Yeah. You can go in there. Absolutely.
Yeah. You could go in there and have your hair in pigtails and look like a little goofball and not even care.
So it is, it does create a different kind of relationship with someone.
It makes
it
much easier to connect when you know that there's no risk.
Even if, you know, you want to be a different person, you know, it's like the ones that are moms. Just, if you were to like, I just need to be this.
I'm no longer a mom.
Now for these next few hours.
When I work,
I'm no
longer a mom. Absolutely. I mean, that's the other thing too. I think that, like, when I say they can make it whatever they want, that's absolutely what I mean.
Oh, they can all of a sudden start talking with an accent. I mean, like, today I'm going to be German.
You could be be from wherever. You can be, where are you? Boston. Oh, I went to high school there.
Obviously, it's good to be consistent and be who you are online. But I think that, like, you know,
you can have fun with it.
You can have fun with it. And I mean, listen, if you can do magic, do some magic tricks. If you're a good cook, let's get a cooking session going. You know, there's so many different things. That
is that really what people have done?
So, you know, for just a good example, you know, I had a remote host that did a coffee session.
Nice.
And
so she got, basically it ended up being like a group of gentlemen, and they would all kind of hang out, and they would all just kind of chat it up every week. And it got to the point where it wasn't even really, she was just like hosting it for them. She was like, I just had coffee and learned about their week.
Very low overhead.
And
she just had to have coffee.
She just had coffee for the hour. And, you know, you got to think, like, it's little things like that they
really
add
smart.
Up, you know, and over the course of a week, you know? So yeah, I mean, you can really be creative and make it anything you want it to be.
Right. If there's a bunch of animal lovers.
Absolutely.
You know, that would be a great one.
Think about it.
If you
have exotic pets, you know, some people have exotic pets.
Are the girls allowed to bring their pets into their rooms?
So there's no pets. There's no pets in the studio.
I was going to say.
So let's not get that idea going.
Oh, that would be great. I'm sitting here going,
if you're a remote host, you do it. Yeah.
Think about it this way.
Kitties and puppies. Yay.
Absolutely. You know,
if you brand yourself like that, you're just like, I like to look at cat memes and puppies on the internet. Just think about it. Then somebody's like, here is the live puppy. You could just talk to the puppy. You're like, screw the guy.
Yeah, I just want to see the puppy. Where's the puppy?
You know how many commercials? The dating site commercials.
Oh,
the
match.com.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Or, absolutely. Yes. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, dude,
With the dog. I don't care about you, but I love that
Where's
dog.
The dog?
So true.
Let's go on a date. Why? Because I want to meet your dog.
Yeah. Well, that was the cliche.
That was my sister's dog. I just used it for the photo. I'm like, yeah, screw you. I'm out. Bye.
We always say, like, the cliche, every guy that's on like a dating app always has a picture with an animal.
Or just the picture of like the cute puppy. And it's just like, what? Really? Come on, dude.
I mean, I do. You see, it's not even mine. I've been asked several times, because that's your puppy. I'm like, no, it's the neighbor's. But
I borrowed it.
Check the timestamp. This puppy's been.
It worked. I know where he lives, man. And for a fee, I can let you meet him.
It's like that movie Keanu. I don't know if you ever saw that, but the kitten
Keanu.
Oh my. You've never seen it?
I don't think I have, no.
Oh my, it's the fun. Oh, Key and Peele.
Okay, I'm gonna look this up.
So yeah. It's about basically like their cat got, this kitten got stolen. And he was so obsessed
by
gangsters. Now it becomes a gang war.
Yeah.
Over a kitten.
All he wants is his kitten back.
That's all he wants.
Because he had just broken up with his girlfriend. And what was his therapy? He found a kitten.
Got a baby. Yeah. And then they robbed the wrong house. So they took his kitten. So now he's coming. So now they're these pussy ass, nerdy guys. And they're dealing with gangsters
just to get the kitten.
Just get a kitten back.
Yeah. You don't fuck with cats. Right?
Forever.
Online.
And the syndrome that he had at the end. Was like, oh, he's got something. It's like forever kitten disease or something like that. So it's kind of like the joke. No, I was kind of going when that movie came out. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I watched it because now I think Key and Peele are geniuses. Again, it makes zero sense of me trying to explain it. Just watch it because then you'll call me like, you and Victoria were right. Okay. I was dying laughing.
I'm going to add it to my list. Absolutely.
Victoria, do not watch Don't Fuck With Cats. I already
saw that and I was like, no, I didn't watch it, but I like looked at it and I was like, nope, wrong title. You can start
in episode two. Episode one, I was like, this is what the fuck?
It's a crazy twist, man. At the end, I was like, what happened? What did I just watch? Was this real?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to spoil alert, throw it out there.
Homeboy got caught, but that ending. The amount of people that just joined to find who the fuck.
Don't mess with cats. Don't do it.
Don't mess with animals in general. No. But having them on a chat group.
Yes, cuddle
totally
away.
Fun.
You know, I mean, everyone's got like exotic pets.
She can bring
you
in
can share those
stuffed animal kitties and puppy dogs, stuffed animal ones that they can bring.
Hey, teach
rooms.
Them tricks. Be like, oh, this is how if they're at home. Just like, yeah.
There's nothing that isn't too weird or ever judged when it comes to, hey, what do you want to talk about today?
We're all fucking weird. How funny would it be if the guy calls up, he's like, hey, listen, I gotta be going for an hour. Could you just like talk to my cat?
Oh my God, that'd be fantastic. I would totally
virtual
do that.
Pet sitting. Okay, wow, I'm okay, we got that. I got this metadata right now.
Yeah.
No, right. I got a timestamp, so I got the copyright right now. But we can all join in on it.
We need to write that down. That's a good one.
Virtual pet sitting. That's the next wave.
But the thing, okay.
Less people are having kids, you know?
I mean, this is true. I think all the dogs got adopted, right?
The thing that's
all the
great.
Cats.
I never going to have kids, but my dogs, my cats, they literally have their own. It's not a Facebook page. It's called Dogsters or Catsters, which is literally like a Facebook for your pets.
Okay.
Oh my God, dude, it was great. My cat had more friends than I did on his webpage.
Sure.
I was like, what the fuck?
Super popular.
I was just like, that's great.
You were on DeviantArt.
DeviantArt is something way different.
Yeah, but you had pictures of Psy on there.
Yes, I do. And he's got so many friends on that page,
really?
Too.
Yeah, there's jealous? A little bit.
A little bit jealous. I mean, I can wear a see-through top and like basically have my boobs hanging out.
And no one sees you.
And like, kitten!
Walk right past you.
And the kitten gets more likes than my photos, and I was like, okay, this is a
don't take it personally because
you know what, he's actually published. He was one of the top 100 cutest pets of America back in 2012. Right. He's published. Yeah, I got the certificate and everything.
Wow.
He's a badass.
Fun fact.
Yeah, he doesn't look his age.
No,
he aged well. He's 16
years old and a little bastard. I always say he's too cute to be a boy. He's my
Oh boy,
my special boy.
He's fabulous.
See,
if one hair's out of place, oh my god. Yeah. Don't take my picture yet. I'm not ready.
So obviously, the people that have been on, because I could talk about kittens all day.
I know, me too.
So, but I was thinking that, you know, women that are, you know, older, life, more life experience can know how to talk and pivot. What would kind of like be the pulling hook for, let's say, like girls getting out of college, you know, the market is 20% unemployment.
Or even going into college. They need bills to pay.
Because this is true. Like bartending life, shot girls are the most exploited, you know.
Right.
They're 18 and they're having to do that. But this is way safer. Way safer. More money. Mm-hmm. No micromanaging, no
having
physical.
To shower off the shame when you get home.
You can look at yourself in the mirror afterwards.
Right.
So what would you tell them? Like, what would like kind of be like a hook for you on that? Or just something that you would stress to younger crowd?
So like, you know, I think, you know, the younger crowd definitely has a voice, right? You know?
And the look.
And they've got the look.
Right.
Obviously. But, you know, I think that as long as you're open-minded, if you're an open-minded individual and you can listen and just have intelligent conversation, it really doesn't matter your age in a sense of your experience.
You more or less have to just be able to talk to them and learn.
Don't talk like the typical college.
Don't
drunk
be judgmental. Do not ever freaking turn around and like just. Like,
no, give, I think that's the thing. I think, you know, you just have to have an open mind coming in, because you really don't know who you're going to meet. And, you know, you do have to understand, like, there is no judgment. You have to have that kind of, you know, mentality of like, you know, I'm going to be your friend. We're going to be friends here.
I'm going to put myself in your shoes. Yeah. And try
you
to
set
understand.
Your own rules.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
The boundaries are. It's like, that's up to
Listen,
you.
Listen, not everyone's going to connect, you know, and that's okay. So there's a lot of times people will have a chat, realize maybe they don't have that connection, and then move on. And that's completely fine.
Right.
And it's in, that's why I think that, you know, really I can't say the perfect age range or the perfect type of individual
because
for this.
Some people age like Halle Berry, where they get better with age and you just want to shake them really hard.
Did you see her recent picture for her birthday?
Michelle? Right?
It's like, how in the world is that humanly possible? The older you get, you just keep getting, I was like,
bless it.
Right.
Bless
like,
it.
God
bless,
yes. So there is no age range. It's more or less, it's more or less like how you, just be smart, your intellect. You learn
know, the younger crowds, they're more optimistic.
They're optimistic, but sometimes they're not exactly keen on like just being polite.
Right.
That's true. You know, and also,
pros and cons.
And I think it's also like it's how, you know, certain people grow up a certain way communicating different. I mean, it just is, you know. So some people just are natural communicators. Mm-hmm. You know, it took me a while to grow into someone that could communicate well, you know. So
yeah, me too. I was actually one of those that had to turn around and I was like, oh crap, I gotta learn how to think before I speak.
Yeah, think before you speak. And it has to do with listening. And I felt like growing up, especially, I mean, I was one of those young 20-year-olds that I didn't really listen. I just kind of, you know, so that was
big
me.
Time.
No, I've been crushing it since 86.
You've been killing it, right? You've been killing
That's
it.
That's because you're an ass kisser. That's different. No, but I was the same way, though, too. When I was younger, thought I knew everything.
Sure.
You know, and it was just like, didn't care what anybody else said. And then, you know, over time you grow up. When I hit 24, it finally dawned on me. And I was like, God, if I could have met myself when I was 18 right now, I would whoop the shit out of myself.
So I think it's a matter of confidence too. You know, like I had to grow into my confidence. And so some get it quicker than others. So I feel like that's part of it. Like if you're a confident individual, you know, you've got a good head on your shoulders, you're non-judgmental.
And so
the checklist. Like, listener.
Respectful.
Yeah. You know, I think it's something that, you know, I have to look at it like I would want to be comfortable coming into work. Right.
Right.
So I look at it that way. If you're an individual that has that kind of confidence that you can come in and really, you know, kind of make this your own ball game.
Yeah.
And, you know, and yes, know how to handle yourself online and, you know, be that classy, fun, flirty girl that we're looking for.
Bubbly.
Bubbly.
Outgoing.
Yeah. You know, because you got to understand, like, that's what these members are looking for. They don't they don't want someone to, they don't want to talk to someone that's like having a bad day. You know?
That's the hardest part. Like, but the good thing is you set your own hours. You have a bad day, you're like, I'm just not gonna do it today.
Well, the
you
thing is it's like the door. It's kind of like, you know, you do have to check it at the door. Absolutely. Just like you would any other professional job. And so that's why I say it a lot. I'm like, you know, if just be professional about this, you know, treat it like a business because it is.
And if you can't leave it at the door, then just come back tomorrow or whatever. Because say you set your own hours. You're like, yeah, I'm not feeling it today. Like bartending, radio. Sure, it's like, dude, they're paying you money to be this. This is awesome. Everything that you're doing does not matter. They don't give a shit. So yeah,
I actually had an employee who turned around and you know how customers will always say, oh, how's your day going? You know, normal conversation. Do not be that person that goes, well, you know, my day was just kind of, it's like people don't really want to know.
You have two quick answers.
Dear God, if you are having a bad day, fake it till you make it.
Tom Segura said that.
Do not ever tell them when you actually are.
Yeah, Tom Segura said it the best. It was like, there's two.
If you have the audacity to tell people how you're doing when they say, how you doing, that shit is rude and selfish, all right? I'm serious. There are two acceptable answers to how you're doing. Fine and great. And if you're miserable, you say fine. You don't burden people with your real world problems during a courteous exchange. Yeah.
So you gotta, again, you gotta be that kind of person that can leave it at the door. And you know, bartending, there were so many times walking in the door, I'd be like, wow, I'm really gonna have to put my game face on.
Right.
And there's there's walls of booze around. You're like, yeah, I want all that in me
but
now.
But I can't do that. So it's
well, it depends on the bar you work at.
I mean, I got to the point where if someone asked me, so how's your day going? Well, I'm here, going good, can't complain, boss won't let me, so yeah.
I always just say living the dream, trying to make it look easy. Just keep walking.
Rolling with it.
Yeah.
That nut,
yeah, it's like, well, I'm here, there's no app to fix that, so we're just gonna...
Yeah, it's not like that depressing, like when you call your grandmother, it's like, it's like your grandma, or you talk to him, it's like, how are your day? It's like, fucking, oh my God, like my bar tab was so high, and then this and this, and I'm like, how was your day? Well, I woke up. You're like, oh my God, my problems are that's the way it is. So.
Exactly.
So the recruitment, we got more. Is our events coming up? Victoria is the.
Yes. So just to make it easier for people to even understand the whole concept of chat time now.
Yes. Yeah.
Just to make it more comfortable setting, you go online, fill out that app. You know, once you get it approved for, get yourself, you know, a nice little invite and we can just have a great big get together, show you how it goes, you know, see if you got that personality and that drive to want to do it. And then, yeah, then just, you know, be one of the lucky ones that can actually, you know.
Yeah, because you only have so many spots left.
Yes, you only have so much room, right. Many hours during the day. It's
right.
Like,
so we need, you know, someone that's looking to commit to come in and, you know, be a consistent host here at the studio. And we do. We have a few openings, and those are going to be going fast. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about, like, if you want to get in on an opportunity to do an extremely easy job, more or less, to make your own hours, your own money, and great, great money.
So
it's like, you know, it's
so
like,
think of it this way. This is like the best way, I guess, to kind of sum it up is, you know, to get a girl here in the studio, you know,
who's got what it takes.
Right.
The attitude, the look, everything.
You know, she's going to need to commit to coming in, you know, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, we do 5 hours a day. So, I mean, you're talking 25 hours a week.
5 hours a day.
It's pretty minimal.
That's traffic. That's rush hour.
So, right. So
5 hours a day is when I sit there. That's my driving to work, my lunch break.
Yeah, wake up. Yeah. Home.
Right. So, you know, it's a minimal commitment, really. And most of the girls do more than that just because, you know, they're making the money and, you know, it makes sense for them to, you know, maybe put in 3 or 4 extra hours a week even. I mean, that could be a game changer.
Yeah, so it's like women who are wanting, this is like an independent business for them to be a launch pad for another starter of that.
Absolutely. So like, think of it this way.
Independence for
like,
independence.
Yeah. You know, you're your own boss, you're self-employed essentially. So all the girls here, they're 1099 employees. You know, when it comes to any promotions, anything on the back end,
wait, the mob's not backing this? I'm kidding. Sorry.
Right. So this is all 100% legal.
Legal. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You're on the grid. Okay. So IRS is after you on this one.
You're on the grid. It's just nobody knows where you are on the grid because security is amazing.
There we go.
VPNs, Ethernet cables for you younger listeners. That's called a landline.
That's a landline, guys. Yeah.
Which actually I like better than Wi-Fi.
Well, it's dependable and it's faster. Yeah. And that's part of, you know, the platform. You know, we've got over 50,000 members. You know,
that's
so
amazing.
You know, you got to think.
Really think about that number.
That's a big 50, number.
50,000's a lot.
That's a lot of members, and it's growing. I mean, honestly, the last 2 weeks we've been record numbers. We kind of rebudgeted a little bit and to help with our traffic stream, and we've increased it by 55% in the last 2 weeks.
That's 55
in terms of signups. So we we had like crazy over 400 signups last week.
Yeah,
for new members,
and that's
huge. And
that's
so we've been pushing the last couple of weeks. We've been changing a lot of things on the back end, the platform. The new platform is amazing.
The engineers
are working hard, and we want to do it right. So that's why we're going to roll it out slow in September. So Chat Time Now 2.0, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great for the features on it. It's going to be great for the customer's experience as well as the hosts. It's going to create new, you know, avenues for the revenue streams for them to make passive income. You know, it's really, really exciting.
That's a key term, passive income.
Income, because you got to think. I mean, you're sleeping and making money.
Yeah, that's what I was told. To be wealthy, you have to have 7 sources of income.
Okay, well
Pat. So Pat, say like you play the stock. Let's say you have. You know, that money coming in. Let's say you have like copyrights or something like that, royalties. That these are just examples, obviously.
Sure. But. I mean, the way we look at it, think of it this way: your time online is extremely valuable, right? Mm-hmm. But you're able to promote more of your, you know, revenue streams while you're online, while you're making the money. So as you're making money, you're able to promote other ways of making your money.
And you're already drinking coffee, so why don't you? Homegirl is like, make,
throw a shot of espresso in there too, because now we're doubling up on everything.
Everything that you're doing though too, it's like, you don't have to worry about punching in your time clock from 9 to 5. You don't have to worry about
HR,
your 90-day review, your manager coming in and doing your monthly meetings. You're not being micromanaged. You're not being told to wear a uniform. You're not being told
anything.
Like, this is all for yourself.
This is your business. Yeah. So you make it the best business you can do for yourself. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about, like, your coworkers, you know, like, you don't even see your coworkers. You're your own coworker.
My position here is I do help rally, you know, remote host, any kind of, you know, tech support they might need. They come through me first. So we make sure that they're like up and running, no problem. But, you know, I tell these girls all the time, like, these are numbers. Let's play a number game. I'll throw you.
Numbers.
Did you know? Like, I'll throw out an email just saying, hey, did you know if you work 3 hours more a week, you know, this is the kind of money you can make per month. Like, little things like this that, you know, they really can exponentially build for them over a very small period of time.
And that's still not even being like managed. You are the essential here. I'm here to help you.
I say it all the time. I'm like, it's your business. Run it like a boss. And I'm going to give you all the tools you need.
Right. This is some more bang for your buck, just so you know.
You know, the content that these girls put on the site, they get 100% payout for that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we don't keep any of that. That's theirs. Mm-hmm. They deserve it.
Hairstylists, tattoo artists don't even get that.
No, it's unbelievable. Right. And we have the highest payouts in the industry. Okay.
That's great.
So our total revenue stream is unbelievable.
Just to listen. Just to listen.
Just
listen, you know, chat it up.
But
you're absolutely right. I mean, to be able to essentially, you know, come in, make your own content on your terms, you know, and kind of make this kind of money just being
I mean,
it's 100%
freedom to do anything and everything you want in that structure and have security around it. That's insane.
It's great. It's a great package deal. I haven't seen anything out there like it. And in terms of, you know, the pandemic, this was a great indicator that we're in a position where, I mean, we don't have to worry about a recession in our industry. I mean, this might be recession proof.
And even with the whole pandemic, regardless, that it's gonna go away eventually.
Yeah, it'll.
But this lifestyle isn't.
This is the new norm, whether there's a pandemic or not. This is just how social networking media. People
it changed.
In general,
it's changing.
That's how it is now. I mean, it used to be you had to walk outside and like knock on someone's door or like run into him somewhere. Like
the door-to-door salesman mentality.
God, you know? Can you imagine trying to sell vacuums?
Yeah. Thank God I don't get any more freaking Bible.
But think about this
door.
Is like, you know, something that's extremely accessible. You know, and I think that
so
you
know, normal and common now.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that, you know, the beauty is the difference in the site. Like
right.
We are different. We're non-explicit. I mean, this is a PG-13 platform.
Yeah. You know, it's not some raunchy.
We keep it classy. And and I hear it from, you know, I always love to get feedback from the hosts. I always like, especially when we run promotions, I want to see how that's working out for them. But, you know, I get nothing but positive feedback from these girls talking about, you know, the members on this site are a different class of member.
Right.
You know, it's a top quality. We do a lot of our, you know, in terms of ad space marketing comes from like eHarmony, all these dating sites, Match.com.
Yeah. So it's a different dating site.
It's a different level of quality member that, you know, we're bringing, they want to have a conversation. So it's almost like, think of, you know, you're going on a Match.com knowing that you're not meeting this person ever in person.
A lot
you
of
can
the,
still have those intimate conversations.
And since the pandemic though, I've noticed that a lot of the dating sites have just gone off the walls, but it's like you go onto those sites and it's a clusterfuck and it's just people like
it's just guys looking to bang somebody.
Yes, it's like the first thing they ask.
Let's just call a spade a spade here.
The first thing they ask you is, "Can I see your tits?" It's just like seriously, and it's now that with the pandemic, it has just gone overboard to the point where people are like, "I am never downloading anything anywhere."
There's
near
only
that.
So many video and games you can play. But no, but because you want to talk to somebody.
Sure. You want to talk to somebody. Good luck finding that on a dating site. And then you go on to any of like the X-rated sites. It's like the way that they talk. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm like, does your mother know what you do? Like,
so
this
there's
is awful.
There is like this, like one extreme to the next.
Yes.
And so we are in an interesting middle ground.
Yeah. You're the perfect middle. Yeah. You're not that one where you're like, oh God, I'm not going to look at myself in the mirror the next day because I just watched this chick online. It's not going to be the other way around where it's like, God, I just wanted someone to talk to and everybody just wants me to send them a dick pic or a fucking booby shot. It's like, give me a fucking break.
Shit, if the guy forgets how to talk to a woman, she
doesn't
can help him. Like, well, build some confidence.
Go on this site because I can guarantee you she's not going to turn around and go,
I think that does happen a lot. You got a lot of these guys will, you know, they do have social anxieties and, you know, it's easier for them to communicate, I think, online. So that does help them with those social anxieties talking to a beautiful woman. I mean, I know it's sometimes nerve wracking, right? And I get that. And I can see that from what I, you know, in terms of repeat customers, some of these guys, I mean, they just become so comfortable and they're like, you know, this is now a friend of mine, like a confidant, you know?
Yeah.
So it does break, I think, in terms of like, maybe helps them a little bit more in the outside world in terms of like, now he's got a confidence level of like, I talk to this beautiful woman once or twice a week. We're friends and I get great advice from her and I'm going to go out and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to ask this girl out on a date. I'm going to go for it now. You know, like there's stories like that all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And I mean, the fact it's like that beautiful woman you would never talk to because your confidence down. Now she's talking to you and say like, hey, why don't you, this girl that you like, why don't you try say this?
Maybe build something in him, confidence level that he's able to go out and really function in the real world and like he wants to.
Which a lot of people are like, forgetting how to do.
It's unfortunate, but you're not wrong. You know?
Being able to actually have a conversation with the girls, I'm sure, would be able to turn a completely shy guy into being able to actually have the ability to, you know, give himself, you know, girlfriends and, you know, still even have a conversation, like a connection with the person online.
Yeah, he's a good,
and
yeah,
I mean,
like
it's not because they're never going to meet, but I mean, it's like when he does, she can even give him advice about, you know, first date.
Well, see,
jitters.
That's the thing. That's,
what should I
that's
talk
what
to him?
That's,
to this
that's
girl
the
about.
Alpha it builds. Like, this is a good example because it is a true example. And it's, you know, how it builds. It's like, okay, now he went on a date. Now he's going to, you know, have that
what
chat next week
now?
About it.
Mean,
so this is how it went. What do you think? I'm going to go,
you know,
maybe
how's my outfit? Does this look right?
Yeah, honestly, Exactly. And
so pep talk before the date.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, this is what I'm saying. It really can be anything you want it to be.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the beauty of it. And so I think that it is an opportunity for that person out there that does have a good personality, that's outgoing, confident, you know.
And they are just a great big people person all the way around.
I mean, if you fit that.
If you're all around good person.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
sure.
There's not very many like assholes out there that are people person.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're a people person.
What would you say you do here?
Well, look, I already told you. I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Yep. Just could not help myself. Had to throw in some office space right there. So, so you know, you have to be a people person. So let's get back to the podcast. Events coming up, and we're playing on something for recruitment so they can meet you, kind of get a little bit more. You know, podcasts can only do so much.
Right.
ChatTimeNow.com. What Instagram handles? What's the best way to kind of them to kind of pre so they have some sort of idea if they come to meet you or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
So we, like I said, we're going to be rolling out Chat Time Now 2.0 this month. Okay. And so what's great about the site is it's all going to be inclusive in a sense of, you know, hosts, future hosts, they can go on there, do the sign up. Obviously, members can go on there and sign up for the membership. So we do have that.
What's the Instagram at Chat Time Now?
So Instagram is Chat Time Now.
Okay.
Twitter at Chat Time Now.
Every platform you're on.
I mean,
on.
It's like, I think, yeah, for the most part.
The big big ones, Facebook, Instagram.
We don't have Facebook, so.
Okay. Actually, that's actually good. Facebook sucks.
So we'll say Twitter, Instagram, Chat Time Now. Those are always good avenues. Send a nice little DM. Someone will get in touch with you.
Okay.
That's especially on the local level. We're thinking of maybe doing some sort of like, you know, like a call, like someone, like everyone that is interested, they can go online, do like the pre-application, which is just to verify. Because we got to go through some verifications for age and those sort of things.
Yeah.
Right.
So once you go through that, then you can come to like a meet and greet that we could have like at a public place. And,
yeah.
You know, I think it's one of those things where when people come and meet face to face, there's a certain like
anxiety.
There's an anxiety coming in the door,
nervous,
I think.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. And that's why I kind of, you know, having the conversation, I think, is good. Because, you know, a little face-to-face time relieves a lot of like your, you know, your anxieties and your
apprehensions.
Well, people think something different than what this is. And that's why we're trying to get the word
stress
out.
It
this is
not,
it's
yeah.
not what, you know, when I say a cam site, it's not a porn site. It's not, we're non-explicit. It's definitely a different animal.
Yeah.
So in order to like kind of get a really good feel for it, you do have to have that kind of conversation. And I think also meeting face to face, you know, you kind of get a feel if it's going to be the right thing for you.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely. So, all right. And that's a wrap, guys. All right. So pilot episode one with Chat Time Now done on the Cheaper Than Therapy podcast. So Nikki, thank you so much. You are fantastic. You know, Victoria and I have this magic carpet ride. I think you're earning your wings right now. So, but just to kind of reiterate, to find Chat Time Now, you can go on Instagram at Chat Time Now. But then I just realized that they just launched Chat Time Now 2.0 on Instagram. That same thing, Chat Time Now on Twitter. All right, no Facebook, because Facebook, bleh. Okay, so we'll be posting as much as we can, do more check-ins with Nikki, so stay tuned. We'll have some of the models on the air with us and at the events to try to tell you how awesome this is and get paid. So, again, thank you for tuning in. I'm really excited. There'll be a lot more episodes with Chat Time Now. Go to chattimenow.com. And as always, cheaper than therapy. Pretty fucking badass. Which I'll say forever and always. Thanks again and big kisses.